Salt in My Soul, a documentary that's unrated. Claudia.
This is a really powerful documentary. It's based on Mallory Smith's posthumously published memoir of the same name, Salt in My Soul, An Unfinished Life. And Mallory had cystic fibrosis. She was diagnosed with it at the age of 3. And she kept a secret diary in which she recorded her thoughts, her innermost feelings. And it turns out that after her passing, they found this treasure trove of writing, and they also have hours of audio and video that she did during the course of her life. And it's this kind of coming of age story. She lived so fully and so mindfully, and it's a real tribute to her and to her parents that encouraged her to be an athlete. She was a scholar. She went to Stanford. All with the shadow of this, under the shadow of this disease, in which people, usually don't live past 40. I think it used to be younger, but it's gone a little further. And they go into a lot of details about her treatment and various kinds of treatment. And some of it is, hard to watch. It's hard to watch, period, as particularly as a parent, watching the way, watching their daughter struggle and suffer, but also it's a real tribute to living your life fully and to a really, by all accounts, a really wonderful woman. Her friends are interviewed, and doctors are interviewed, and it's a very powerful, life-affirming documentary that's moving and inspiring, but also quite sad.
The film is Salt in My Soul. Wait, what do you think of the documentary?
It is, I mean, it's brutal. It's a tough watch. I think like a lot of people, I grew up hearing cystic fibrosis. You know it's a disease, it's genetic, that it's deadly, and you don't really know what it entails. This goes into great detail. I mean, graphic detail as to what it entails, what the therapies are, what the parents have to do. I mean, it is excruciating, and you feel so deeply for anyone who has to go through this, and for the loved ones who have to watch them suffer and have to be there for them nonstop. Mallory is not just someone who understood that what she was going through and was able to articulate it. The maturity of what she wrote and her quotes are extraordinary. I mean, she at one point she says, I'm a bird and my choices might lead me to burn, but I don't get to rise up, ever glorious, flying freely. I'm a burning bird that won't rise. That is extraordinary imagery to describe a life that burned out before its time, and to sort of convey in very, very poetic language exactly what the suffering is, but what the glory of the life through that suffering is able to be. I mean, it's a powerful film. It's really rough to watch if you're a parent. It really is, because I think it's rough to watch if you're anybody. You reflect on your own life and you think, gosh, she made so much of the 25 years that she's had. What have I done with my time? When you have so little time and you budget it so well and you put so much into it, it's an example to everyone. And that's really what stands out for me. It's a terrific film.
Salt in My Soul, the documentary directed by Will Battersby. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West LA. And starting Tuesday of next week, it'll be available on Apple TV Plus and other on-demand platforms.